בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד חורף תשע"ג 2013, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון א', מודיול A. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. This is Stephen Barlow with our program, The World We Live In. Today, I invited Susan Carter, a 20-year-old college student, to talk about her project, Green Teens. She started the project 5 years ago. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Please tell us about Green Teens.
The Green Teens project tells teenagers how they can help the environment. Many teenagers in America don't know what they can do to make the environment a better place. They also don't know that many things they buy and use are harmful to the environment. Green Teens gives them this information.
Can you give us examples of the information you give to teenagers?
Of course. We show teenagers how to make small changes in their lives that can help the environment. For example, we explain how important it is to recycle things like paper and clothes. We also explain that they should use plastic bottles and plastic bags again and again. Another important thing we teach teens is how to save water at home.
What other things should teenagers know?
Well, many teenagers buy and use things that can harm the environment. For example, some of the shampoos and soaps that teens use every day can pollute our water. We give teenagers the information they need so they can choose products that are safe to use.
How did the Green Teens project start?
5 years ago, when I was in high school, I read in the newspaper that some shampoos are dangerous to the environment. I told my friends about these harmful products. That is when we decided to start the first group of Green Teens.
And what happened during these 5 years?
We became very successful. Newspapers and magazines write about what we do. We have groups in hundreds of schools and colleges in America. These groups organize activities like picnics and happenings where they show movies and give information on how to help the environment.
How can teens learn more about the Green Teens Project?
We have an internet site. Teenagers can read about what different groups are doing and when the activities are taking place. We also tell them where they can buy products that are safe for the environment.
Thank you very much, Susan. I'm sure we will hear more about Green Teens in the future. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שני. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. This is Stephen Barlow with our program, The World We Live In. Today, I invited Susan Carter, a 20-year-old college student, to talk about her project, Green Teens. She started the project 5 years ago. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Please tell us about Green Teens.
The Green Teens project tells teenagers how they can help the environment. Many teenagers in America don't know what they can do to make the environment a better place. They also don't know that many things they buy and use are harmful to the environment. Green Teens gives them this information.
Can you give us examples of the information you give to teenagers?
Of course. We show teenagers how to make small changes in their lives that can help the environment. For example, we explain how important it is to recycle things like paper and clothes. We also explain that they should use plastic bottles and plastic bags again and again. Another important thing we teach teens is how to save water at home.
What other things should teenagers know?
Well, many teenagers buy and use things that can harm the environment. For example, some of the shampoos and soaps that teens use every day can pollute our water. We give teenagers the information they need so they can choose products that are safe to use.
How did the Green Teens project start?
5 years ago, when I was in high school, I read in the newspaper that some shampoos are dangerous to the environment. I told my friends about these harmful products. That is when we decided to start the first group of Green Teens.
And what happened during these 5 years?
We became very successful. Newspapers and magazines write about what we do. We have groups in hundreds of schools and colleges in America. These groups organize activities like picnics and happenings where they show movies and give information on how to help the environment.
How can teens learn more about the Green Teens Project?
We have an internet site. Teenagers can read about what different groups are doing and when the activities are taking place. We also tell them where they can buy products that are safe for the environment.
Thank you very much, Susan. I'm sure we will hear more about Green Teens in the future. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.